greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Mother Nature's shining on us again. It's going to be a nice warm one. Love this early spring barbecue, Bob, man. It's just gets me in the grilling mood. And you know what? Nothing better to do that with than a Thunder Trail from Arcadia Ales. I see you popped one of those for me this morning. Appreciate that. Got to enjoy this ESB, which is an English-style ale from our friends at Arcadia Ales. But I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, lots cooking, man. This grilling world is heating up. The business is alive. It's expanding. There are new products coming out all the time. I just ran into another really cool innovation this week, which I'll share with you in a little bit. But welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. It's going to be a smoky weekend all over the Great Lakes states and around the country. And no matter where you're listening in the world, I'm sure you've got a grill or a smoker ready to fire up. So we're going to talk about how to do that.
A little bit of yard bird today. We might go foul on you. It is baseball season, too. Look at all these analogies we get going on.
But this show's for the birds.
Right. We are going to talk a little bit of turkey, a little bit of chicken, a little bit of anything that runs around on two legs that we might be able to put on the grill and might try to fly away. But right now, I want to talk a little bit. I'm going to take a little diversion before we dive into that.
Imagine that.
Yeah. What did you grill this week before I go down that road?
No, I had a boring week. It was just chicken and burgers and, you know, typical Q.
Okay. Well, I did a pork loin, and there's nothing real exciting about a pork loin other than I did a little twist to it. When you see those, you get them in the not the tenderloin. Those are the little guys that are about the size of a baseball bat. I'm talking about the ones that are about the size of a softball. Those pork loins, they're really half a loin. And what I've done, you know, they got fat on one side and the meat's on the three sides. What I did is I cut about a 1 pound chunk off the end, then cut about another 1 pound chunk, and I put them together so that I had fat all the way around the outsides. And I seasoned it on every surface that was there and then trussed them together. T-R-U-S-S-E-D, trussed them together with butcher twine, right? Put that thing on the smoker low, like really low, like 210 degrees. I came home at lunch and did that. I got home about 6 o'clock after work, and that thing was perfect at about 145 degrees. I pulled it off, let it rest, made the rest of my meal. And I tell you what, I'd never done it that way. I saw one of the barbecue competition guys taught me that, a guy named Mike Whirlman, Squirrels 2 Barbecue. Guy really knows what he's doing. He said, Jop, you ought to try it this way. I was at a party where he was serving it. And it was like, damn, bet you I'm going to try it that way. So work turned out really good. It was just a new way to do the meat. And then it was kind of
always
like a
fun
double. And it
you
just
can always
out.
Finish that off with a little bit of provolone or something on top, too.
Ooh,
when
yeah.
You pull it off and it's nice and hot, just give it a little glaze. Yeah,
it was fabulous. And, you know, it was a sweet hot combination that I did on that one.
Whirlman's awesome.
Yeah, yep. Guy knows what he's doing. Absolutely.
Pork loin is such a great value anyway. If you think about the protein you get for a buck and a half a pound.
Right.
I mean, it's hard to beat.
It is. It's really hard to beat. And it's good. And it keeps, too. You know, you can freeze it easy. I vac sealed it, the rest of it that I bought. And, you know, when you run across a deal like that, too, is buy 10 pounds. You know, they're 4 or 5 pounds a piece, generally the cuts and that you get. And I buy a couple of them, and it's, you know, there's just two of us eating it. But
I got a funny loin story from our old station. I remember doing an event for them, doing a favor for them down at the DeVos Hall, some food show or something. And I ordered 6 loins. Well, it was like $300 because these were the full hog loins. They were like 3 feet long. We had loin for months. Yeah. I got so sick of eating it. it was a disaster.
It's versatile.
Be careful how you order it. That's all I'm saying.
It's versatile because some of the leftovers of it last night, as a matter of fact, some of the leftovers that I had when I cooked that, because again, I made about 3-4 pounds of it. I put it in. I chopped it up and I put it in a Alfredo. I made a pork Alfredo with some fresh vegetables, so it's kind of cool.
Nice.
Worked out. Leftovers are
happy
good.
Happy for Fredo.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Hey, a little update on GI Barbecue. May 14th, mark your calendars, May 14th, Chase Creek Smokehouse, US 10, Chase, Michigan. We're having our big final fundraiser, our big push. It's during the Blessing of the Bikes weekend. It's only going to be miles away from the actual blessing, but we're going to have a little pre-blessing for our troops. And the good folks at Chase Creek have allowed us to use their facility. They're going to light up the parking lot. They're putting tents up. They're bringing bands in. It's going to be a blowout. There's going to be food, and their food is phenomenal. I mean, as barbecue people, you will love their food. Some of the best in the state. Cold beer, bikes, and we're going to raffle off everything we've got left, which is those two beautiful Henry rifles, which I absolutely can't wait to see the winners receive. And we're going to also have a Timber Ridge Twin Basket Deep Fryer from our good friends at Garrett's. We're going to have golf kits and gift cards and all kinds of apparel from Bonefish Grill of Grand Rapids. We've got some biker gear coming in from Village Motorsports. And we're still looking for more auction items. So if you have some cool auction items, contact us on the website. Let us know what you want to donate. But we're trying to raise another final $10,000. We're getting ready, Jop, to deliver our first load, and that's going to Fort Bragg. And if you can work it out, I hope that you'll be able to go along on that trip, because when you see a base like Fort Bragg, it's a jaw dropper. They're so humongous, but more importantly, there's thousands and thousands of troops there, and we're going to show up at this unit that takes care of troops. It's a sort of a social club. They're going to take possession of the sauce, the charcoal, the smoker. I've been in contact with them again last week, and they're going to get a gang of guys together for when we're there so we can teach them how to use the smoker. And at the end of the day, we're going to have a big barbecue bash on Fort Bragg, and we're going to feed hundreds of troops. So we are still looking for donations on that. We do need meat donations as well. We need more brisket and more butts. It's going to be a heck of a trip.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I hope I can work it out. I got a couple glitches, but I'm working through them, and we're gonna try to make that happen, because I don't want you to fly down there solo. You're gonna need my help. I'll make it one way or the other.
Yeah.
However it works. But you know, the cool thing is that we're down there on a military base for Memorial Day. And that right before that Memorial Day weekend.
They're going to get a smoker right before Memorial weekend.
Right.
They're going to have the best Memorial Day weekend ever.
It's a huge kickoff to the summer.
Oh,
they're not
so
home
happy.
With their families on a holiday weekend. They're down there. So it just fits right into everything that this GI Barbecue has all been about.
But you know what we need? We need a 3/4-ton pickup truck to make that trip with, because we have a pallet of sauce. The smoker's going to get shipped straight there. As a matter of fact, being bundled up right now as we speak. And we need to bring a skid of charcoal and a skid of sauce. So if there's any companies out there that want to loan us a full-size 3/4-ton pickup truck with a full bed, it would be great. That would really make the trip great, because neither of our vehicles are really up to that type of a load.
Right, and we got to get it down there, because it's key to making it work. So
we'll give you a tax exempt write off for that too. If you want a donation slip, you can actually take the write off for loaning out a vehicle. And we're both lousy drivers, so you're okay.
Yeah, I do know how insurance works though, so we'll make sure we get a bunch of that as well. But you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's all about the yard bird this week. We're going to dive into some chicken in the next segment, and maybe a couple other things that might fly around. Your yard. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson. That's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids. We even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek original brew pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hi, I'm Jim Crank, and I would like to personally invite you to visit Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery. With three locations in Grand Rapids, Mount Pleasant, and Big Rapids, Cranker's brews award-winning beers and has one of the finest menus in the Great Lakes. From our barbecue brisket to our junkyard omelets, Cranker's is the ultimate microbrewery experience. I believe if you eat good, you feel good. Visit crankersbrewery.com. That's crankersbrewery.com. Eat good, feel good. Cranker's. Yeah!
I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just
my
right.
My jeans don't necessarily fit just right after I get done barbecuing chicken, but you know what? I'm worth taking the risk because I love me some barbecued yard bird on the grill, smoker, and we're going to break that down a little bit for you. This is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
All I can say, Jop, is there's a fix for that. It's called Snap Fitness.
There it is, right
Snap
there.
Snap Fitness. I'm happy to tell you, thanks to Jason Crandall, my personal trainer, and Snap Fitness in general, with our great family membership, I am wearing pants that are 2 inches smaller than they were 3 months ago.
So you went wardrobe shopping.
No, I'm just wearing pants I've had in this rack for 15 years.
Hey, they're looking good. I guess jeans are jeans, right? Yeah.
No, that's these are all trussed up. These are my old ones. These I have a cinch belt on. So yeah.
Comfy.
You could pants me real easy right now. Snap Fitness, man, they're all over West Michigan. You just use your card to get in through the door. It's a fantastic place. They keep it clean, unlike some of these giant chains that are moving in, where there's like 1,000 people per employee. Snap Fitness has lots of employees. The equipment is clean. When you grab a piece of equipment, it's, you know, much less likely to have a ton of germs on it. But more importantly, it's up to date. Everything there works. There's every kind of piece of equipment you'd want. The only thing they don't have is a sauna, which would be really good. But other than that, you can build a sauna.
They sell those at Arctic Spas, don't they?
They do,
yeah,
actually.
Exactly.
But it's just a great place. You go in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You swipe your card. It's fantastic. It's honestly changed my health scenario. And I was just not that healthy. I was out of shape.
So one of the things that you did, along with going to Snap Fitness, is you started focusing a little bit more on chicken.
It makes you focus on your food. Because to do all that workout and then say, what the heck, I'll have some French fries, you don't do it.
Right.
It's a cool effect that comes in the back. But, you know, barbecue in general, in my opinion, is really healthy food anyway.
Sure.
It's some of the other stuff you eat with it that might not be as healthy, like a bunch of potato salad or... but, you know, like I love making bitchin' beans. Beans are as healthy as can be. especially when you put like 4 cups of brown sugar in it.
Makes and a couple pounds so of bacon. Much
better.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, let's talk about chicken done right.
There's something kind of about a kid that's never played baseball.
That's a rooster.
That is a rooster. You know, and my favorite part about that is the chicken hawk. You know, and the chicken hawk's about, what, 6 inches tall, and you got foghorn, leghorn, it's all 6 feet there. And the chicken hawk goes, I'm a chicken. I like chicken. I'm a chicken hawk. You know, and the little dude comes down, lights on his shoulder, and Foghorn's like, get away from me, boy. Get away from me. But anyway, classic line if you haven't seen it. Love it. But you asked me a question about dark meat chicken.
Bone-in
chicken. Well, obviously, my first thing that I go to with dark meat bone-in is the thigh, right? You can get leg meat. Anymore, we had our butcher friend Tim Sobey was on, and he's like, they are growing chickens now for the wings. So if you want a better value with more meat, buy chicken legs rather than chicken wings because they're actually cheaper now than the wings because wings are so popular. So dark meat is your thigh or your leg. I'm a thigh guy, right? I mean, bone in, that dark meat, that's the place where I go.
I think you'd have to blame Hooters for that.
Well, maybe. Yeah. That's somewhere around the wing.
Who'd have
anyway,
thunk it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not the biggest drumstick fan. I never have. There's just too much going on in there. Unless it's like a KFC deep fried where it's been pulverized. I'm just not a big, but I do definitely love thighs.
Absolutely. And the thing is about a thigh is it's very, very versatile. That cut of chicken, especially with the bone in, retains its moisture better than almost any other cut on the bird. And I really enjoy doing the thighs. Now, Bob, when our competition guys get in the game, they do bone-in thighs all the time in the
right.
competition.
And I don't care for the way they do them either.
I don't either, and that's where I was going to go with that, is that they cut them up so they're like a little square.
Yeah, it looks like a poochki or something.
Yeah, exactly. It's just it's too uniform,
but,
it's too square. It's what they do.
But they also want soft, rubbery skin. But they want a soft, delicate skin. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to deliver a thigh with the skin on and have soft. You want that skin, you got to finish it off, man. It's got to have some crispy to it.
Absolutely.
Because I don't necessarily even eat the skin anyway, so it shouldn't matter. But
oh, with your whole Snap Fitness thing,
no,
that
I never
you got
have.
Going on now.
Never
yeah,
have.
I
always
it.
Found skin on chicken to be kind of disgusting.
But if you do, are you smoking it or are you grilling it or which way are we talking about right now?
For thighs, I typically like to grill them.
Right. Right. Because the worst.
They're wonderful to smoke.
Right.
But you know, let's face it, most of us get our smoker out less than we do our grills.
Yeah, it's just process. That's all. The smoker takes longer to get things done. The grill, you got to feed a family. Everybody's hungry. They're standing around. They want to eat in a half hour, not an hour and a half.
Right.
Right?
Now, for example, right now, when I get home, my briskets and butts will be just about finished. My smoker's been going all night. I picked up some butts and briskets. As soon as we're done here, I'm heading down to Olivet. It's senior day. Jordan's a senior, and we have a big tailgate for their lacrosse team every year. So we made it coincide with senior day. So there's going to be about 150 people there I'll be feeding brisket and butts and beans to.
That's good.
I'm going to be scooting right out of here and booking down there. It's going to be a great day. One of the dads is actually a brewer, so he brews a bunch of beer for this event. And Dan McGee from Traverse City, he's crazy.
What's wrong with beer and barbecue?
Well,
right?
And our tailgate section is just off the athletic complex, so you can actually have.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch those rules.
Yes.
Yeah, those pesky rules.
Yes. And then all the moms are bringing a bunch of stuff. So I've been smoking all night. I could have thrown some chicken on there, but honestly, it seems like every year I bring too much food. But back to your thing about smoking thighs. I'd have to really think about that. I do like smoking thighs. I like smoking wings better. Wings tend to be one of those pieces that I, again, like to cook really, really well because there's some stuff going on in there. There's a lot of tissue, a lot of fat you want to break down. And the longer you keep them in the smoker at the right temp, you got to have a little higher temperature smoke. But that skin gets a little crispy on them, and they're pretty good. And I go back again to like just a Memphis blend of seasonings, which is what Rob Russell and I
a little bit
get.
More of a citrusy blend
yeah,
that you put on
yep,
those. Yep.
With the little horseradish kind of profile or
something with some zing.
Yeah.
So let's talk about if a guy's never put thighs on the grill, and there's got to be some out there. I mean, it's a pretty staple that is out there. It's a regular thing to cook on chicken. But
there's a right way to do it.
So let's talk about that. Let's break that down just a little bit. So you got your raw product. Let's start there.
Let's say it's bone in, skin on. I'm going to rub it with oil. I'm going to wash it, pat it dry, rub it with oil. Some people like to lift the skin up and throw a little seasoning under there. It's okay. If you're going to do that, you should do it the day before, because what I've been learning with chicken is the same thing I've been discovering with steak, is that it will receive that salt in advance and distribute it throughout the meat. So if you want to take at least an hour and throw some salt on that thing and let it kind of dry marinade, that'll work. But I have much better luck with a wet marinade with chicken because, first of all, I'm a little leery of leaving chicken out warm.
And, absolutely.
And I find that if you break your salts and sugars down in the brine or marinade well enough, if you give it a day in the refrigerator, it'll really penetrate the meat. And what that helps it do is it helps that salt circulate through the meat so that it actually gets into the cells of the meat, and it helps it retain water, contrary to much public opinion. The salt actually helps the meat tissue retain its water. It does not dry meat out. Like, that's kind of an old myth that we all followed for
a long time. Dry meat with salt, but that's over the period of time. And this salt is on the surface and begins to penetrate.
And this is a marinade.
Right.
So you're actually infusing moisture with the seasonings and salts and sugars.
All right, Siegel. Are you coming with me quietly, or do I have to slip you around some?
We're doing Brian's got a couple new buttons over there, and we're having a little bit of fun with that.
Well, but, you know, when I walked into the studio, he had Looney Tunes on, so... I made him put his Cheerios down, and we're being produced today by Mr. Brian Fongers, the wizard of the board, who loves playing with. I'm finding that him and Mel Blanc have a lot in common.
Coming up next, we might break down some marinades, a little bit of brining, dry rubs, temperatures. You're going to want to stick with us. We're listening, grilling guys. Stick with us. We will be back.
They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fenvalley.com.
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard, I exercise, and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hey, Jop, I'd high-five you on that last play, but I can't. My plate's full, and I got my beer in the other hand.
Hey, Bob, you need the Super Tailgate Plate. It holds a bottle, a can, or a glass, plus all the fixings in one hand. Whether you're tailgating, partying, or at home sitting around the campfire, you got a hand free for anything you need to do.
Wow, Jop, where do I get mine?
You know what? At thegrillingguys.com, we've got them. Just click on that Super Tailgate link, and they're available in 12 and 4-packs.
Now that's a game winner, baby.
You bet.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's going to be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys. We might grill us up some Roadrunner now. I'm thinking that's where that's going. But anyway, I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. You are listening to the Grilling Guys. And we're all talking all about yard bird. Anything that would run around your yard that we could snatch up and put on the grill, we're going to talk about it. Talked a little bit about dark meat. Now we're going to talk maybe a little bit of marinade, brining, dry rubs, a little temperature. Which one of those you want to dive into, Bob?
Well, I wanted to just mention that.
That would be none of those.
Hearing that Roadrunner, I just took my wife out to the Grand Canyon on our way back from California, and we were in Arizona and all over out there, and I kept telling her, just keep your eye out in the desert, because she's looking at cactus for the first time and all this cool stuff. And I said, just keep your eye out there. You might catch yourself a little Roadrunner running along. She's like, no, they aren't. I said, yeah, really, they are. They run through the desert. They're really ugly little birds that run like crazy.
Not much meat on them.
But they're pretty funny. Yeah. So anyway, here in the Roadrunner.
Did she see one?
No, we never saw one. We had plenty of elk walk up to us, though, when we were in the National Park at the Grand Canyon. And that was, I just nudged her and told her to look to her left, and there's this big cow elk sitting right next to her, standing there. Yeah, I did bring you back some buffalo jerky.
Yeah, you brought me back buffalo jerky. Did you see any of those, or are those pen raised out there?
No, did not see any. Matter of fact, that stuff was $60 a pound.
Well, I feel special. Thank
you. Yeah, you should.
I should probably frame it rather than eat it.
So as a Native American, there are a bunch of these roadside stands, and I go, wow, $60 a pound. He goes, yeah, buffalo is really hard to get. I'm like, you need to come to Michigan, man. We got like farms of it.
Well, so do they. That was just his line to justify. Yeah, and it worked because you bought it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he has a big Dodge Ram Laredo.
All right, let me reel this back in. Marinating, brining, dry rubs, or temperature? Which one you want to hit for yard bird?
Well, I think the marinade we kind of touched on. Brining is pretty similar. I mean, I have a difficulty determining a brine from a marinade, and I see all sorts of different digressions on it, but basically they're pretty much the same thing. You're adding salt and sugar and liquid and aromatics, if you will. Marinades very often have tomato in them. You know, when you hear a marinade, it's generally got something red going on with it as a rule. So, but it's really a brine. It just has some sort of other vegetable in it, giving it a coloration, whereas brine is typically clear.
Well, okay, I agree with you, but I'm going to throw a little exception in that. One of the things I like to marinate in is zesty Italian dressing. Okay, it's an oil profile. It does have aromatics built into it, but that to me, when I put a chicken thigh right in that, or even a chicken breast in that, it is more of a coating than it is a brine.
So then we can say that a marinade's thicker than a brine.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know if the Italian dressing has so much salt in it. It does. I think it has some, but maybe that's more. To me, the difference between a marinade and a brine is a marinade I soak in, a brine I put it on to cook it.
I think you need to text the people at Wishbone and figure that
all
out.
All right. I said that backwards. I said that backwards.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. So marinating and brining, they're both really serving the same function. You're taking fluids and trying to inject moisture and flavor into your meat. Brining is typically something just water, salt, sugar, aromatic. If you are making up a brine, make sure you use hot water and a small amount of hot water. Dilute the sugar and salt. Make sure they dissolve properly. Otherwise, you'll end up with a bunch of salt and sugar in the bottom of your container, your vat. And then dump ice in it to cool it down before you put your meat in there, and you'll have a nice clear liquid. You can put aromatics in it. I usually do with brining, depending on what.
So if somebody doesn't know what you're referencing in aromatic, what is that?
Oh, like thyme, fresh thyme sprigs, or tarragon, or parsley.
Basil.
Cilantro, basil. Basil Zappa. Yeah, anything like that.
All of those leafy vegetables. Leafy seasonings.
Lychee.
That you can put in there that'll provide a flavor profile.
That's
right. What we're talking about.
And, you know, one thing I wanted to talk about was a little spatchcock chicken. But before, I want to tell everybody, we have a new sponsor on the show.
Okay.
And that is Kingsland Ace Hardware in Grand Rapids and Cascade. On the east end of Grand Rapids in the Cascade area. So welcome aboard Kingsland Ace Hardware. We're happy to have Sandy and Scott and the whole family on board, because that's a really old hardware store that sells a ton of grills.
Big Weber dealer.
On
that's
April,
a great place to go get a Weber grill, right?
Yes, it is. On awesome. April 30th, Jop's bowing out of this, but I'm going to go solo from 10 to 2 for a grill demo. And what I discovered when I was there last week is that Weber just came out with a new charcoal Summit. You know, the Summit is their top of the line.
Mm-hmm.
They made a charcoal Summit. It's like a Bubba keg. It's like a giant Weber dome, but it's double walled. And it's a smoker. So it's kind of like a Kamado, but it's all metal. So it'll cool down much faster. It's got some really cool innovations on it. So I'm going to be smoking country ribs on that. And that's April 30th from 10 to 2.
Next weekend.
Come down to Kingsland Ace Hardware on the east end of 28th Street and come on up and give me some grief. And bring me a cold one or something, because I'm going to be out there sweating for 4 hours without my partner Jop to keep me libated.
Yeah, and the only reason is it's a trout opener, and I don't miss that every year. So I'm going to be up standing in a river trout fishing. 30th is opening day. So
just don't drop any.
No, I won't. But let's come back to your spatchcocking now, okay? Some people, that's an odd term. So explain what that really is.
Some people just like to say it.
Right.
Yeah. It's a way of making a nice whole hen flat. And basically you take a pair of poultry shears or tin snips or whatever you want to cut your chicken apart with, but you flip it over breast down so that the back is up, and you find the spine and you cut up each side of it and you open that thing out, and then you have a spineless being. So it would be like qualified to run for Congress. You then take that chicken.
With a little extra marinade. Yeah.
Clinks. So then it lays open, and you actually cut some of the wing bones out, and you partially debone the thing, but it lies flat. So you now can apply your rubs and oils and aromatics and spices, salts, whatever you're putting on it, to both sides of the chicken.
Right.
Whether you're smoking it or grilling it, if you're grilling in particular, it's a fantastic way to do that, because you have the heat hitting every piece of that bird at the same time. That's what I really probably enjoy the most, because a lot of people just have grills, and I'm always thinking about, you know, how do you help that guy that just has a grill? And maybe it's not even a great grill, but it's what he's got, because we're all there at one point or another, right? So any grill this will work on. One thing to remember is that bird is going to be different thicknesses and different parts, so you're going to have to be careful with your temperatures. the thickest pieces are going to be the breast meats, right? So when you check your temps, you'll check the breasts, and then I would tell you to check around those thighs in the joint, because that's the part that seems to have the most trouble getting done. You don't want bloody thigh joints in a chicken if you serve it.
No, you pull that off there, and when you make your first cut, if that happens, you've lost the appetite of everybody sitting around
yeah.
the table.
The other thing I would tell you to do is oil up the skin side and oil up the skinned inner portion of the chicken, and start that thing off with the skin on top for as long as possible. And that way all the fats from that chicken will render down into the chicken and add to your flavoring before you flip it over on the skin, because you want a bunch of that fat rendered off before you flip it over to the grill. Otherwise, you're just going to have a grease fire.
What temperature are you cooking that to 2 minutes of done?
Low. Chicken is always a medium-low.
Right, and when it's done, it's at what temperature?
The meat's going to be 165.
All right. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're breaking down the yard bird today. Stick with us. We'll be back.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes, along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior, can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
I thought I caught a putty cat. I did. I caught a putty cat. Yoo-hoo, putty cat.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Sad day on Thursday, Barbecue Bob. Prince passed away. You know, you call him what you will. The guy was a pioneer in the music business, and understand he met his demise last Thursday. Not sure what happened, but sad day. The guy made music that we all grew up with, at least you and I did in our era. Said he was 57 years old when he passed away. So a little shout out to all the Prince fans if you're out there, because it happened.
Yeah, I think my wife's favorite song from him was Raspberry Beret.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely. You probably bought her one at one point in time.
Actually, didn't.
No.
No, thanks for making me feel bad. That's
well,
great.
You know, You still time. There's still time.
So let's talk a little bit about some dry rubs and maybe beer butt chicken. What do you think about that?
You know, beer butt chicken is something that a lot of people talk about, and we get a few inquiries on our Facebook and our website about what's the best way to do it. Do I plug the hole by the neck or not, or what do I use on the inside? So we can break that down.
So you have a holder?
Yeah, I do. And if you don't have beer butt chicken, it's beer can chicken, it's pop can chicken. There's a lot of different names. But basically what the concept is you're standing the chicken on end and putting some sort of moisture source up inside the cavity of the chicken and setting it with the tail down and the legs down and the neck up. And you're gonna steam this thing from the inside out.
Brian, have a sound effect for a canned chicken with a something? No, forget it.
I'll try and look it up.
Yeah. You asked, man.
A horrible screaming, clucking.
Right. Something going on.
It's a dead chicken that you're doing this to, obviously.
Right. Yeah. And by the way, it's been cleaned. Exactly. But so with this whole concept of putting a can of beer, a can of fruit juice, I know that you do that. A lot of times you'll use orange juice concentrate, dilute it down a little bit to get that orange profile. And basically what you're doing is you're steaming it from the inside while you're grilling it or smoking it from the outside. More often it's on a grill than it is a smoker because you need to get that temperature up underneath that liquid in order to get it to boil and steam a little bit, which is at least 215, 220 degrees before it'll start doing that.
I think this dish was made really popular by a company called Holland Grills.
Yeah.
And Holland Grills made the first no flare-up grill, and it was basically a burner with a V-shaped pan above it, and all your drippings from the meat would hit the pan and create kind of a smoky flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with the Holland is it could never get beyond 350 degrees. So they had to come up with really big dishes to promote that you could grill at 300 and a quarter,
right,
on a good day. And beer can chicken, Holland ran around the country becoming famous by teaching grill retailers how to make this beer can chicken. And those retailers really promoted the whole concept of beer can or beer butt chicken because that's about all a Holland grill will make.
Well, you can make it on a lot of other grills. So let's talk a little bit about that too, because you want to make this on the indirect heat side of your grill, not the direct heat side, because as the chicken cooks, the grease will render and you'll get flare-ups and the bottoms of those legs and thighs that are down will get black before that breast that's up above gets done. So you want to get a grill, your internal temperature, about 300 degrees would be good, but you want the chicken itself on the stand on the opposite side of the heat.
Yeah,
you're getting convective heat.
If your grill is only a single burner, let's say you have a single control, because I'm going to say close to half the grills out there are old and probably a single burner, or at least a good number of them, you might not have that option. So you just still turn the thing on low and you just put it on one end and put a cookie sheet under it. And you'll get relatively the same effect, and you'll get those juices hitting the pan and not creating a giant hazard in your neighborhood.
Right. But again, what you're doing is a convective heat. You're getting this thing. You could technically do it in the oven, but why do it in the oven when you could do it in a grill and you keep the mess outside and everything's good? Again, you're going to get that chicken to 165 in the thickest parts, whether it be the thighs or whether it be up in the breast. You're going to check that and make sure. Now, prepping that chicken, I like to put a little olive oil on the outside of it. Our friends at Old World Olive Company have all kinds of flavored olive oils, which are really good for this application. I particularly like, they have a blood orange, which gives the chicken just a really nice profile. Put a little of salt, pepper, garlic on the outside with that, and that stuff crisps down because that convective heat is running around it. And then once it's done to temperature internally, man, what a great way, because it's steamed on the inside, the moisture's there. The outside is a little crispy. Just makes a great chicken.
It's another opportunity, if you put that oil on there, if you want to put little sprigs of rosemary or thyme or anything like that, dill is great on chicken. You can put those sprigs on that oil, and as it heats up, they sort of meld into the skin, and it's a great look. But it's also a great opportunity to use a little smoker box on your grill, because you're going to have one side hot and the other side a little cooler.
Great point.
As long as those burners are going, you throw a little smoker box on there, so you're smoking it on the outside, giving it a little bit of a smoky flavor, and you're steaming it inside. I like orange juice because it's acidic. You've got acids in it. You've got some sugar in it, and orange with chicken just is a wonderful profile anyway. Some people use ginger ale, and that works well too. I've done it with beer. I honestly don't care for the flavor of beer inside that chicken nearly as much.
Mm-hmm.
It tends to absorb kind of a yeasty smell to it.
Well, it's so, the beer you and I drink that doesn't work. You put a Coors Light or a Bud Light in there, it's going to provide the moisture and the steam, and that makes it – it's not as bad as a microbrew. I agree with you. Microbrew is not – keep the microbrew out in your right hand. Drink it while you're grilling, you know.
Yeah, and just use a juice. It's apple juice, orange juice. It's very easy to do.
All very good. We haven't touched on turkey. Turkey's another yard bird, big yard bird. It's turkey season right now.
It is.
We might have some of our listeners that are out turkey hunting, and they knocked down a gobbler. And, you know, let's give a little bit of that on what are you feeling about a turkey on the grill?
Well, it depends on, you know, what people like to save from the turkey, because a lot of people just breast them. But they do have wonderful drumsticks and wings.
Right.
So you've got some really nice, big, beefy wings. Beefy.
Turkey. Turkey-y.
So you've got some very nice wings there. I'm probably inclined to get the deep fryer out for wild turkey. And I'm probably going to inject it. So if you don't have an injector, it's a great excuse to go out and get one. Make sure you get the all stainless or all aluminum injectors. Do not get the plastic ones, because the tips always end up breaking off. The needle's stronger than the plastic casing.
Right.
But you can inject those. You can inject them actually even before you throw them on the grill or in the smoker.
Right.
But love wild turkey or domestic turkey. You know, a basic domestic turkey breast is fantastic for indirect grilling or on the smoker. Beautiful piece of protein.
Right. Indirect because it's dense. It's going to take long to get done internal temperature. So you want to cook it low and slow rather than burning the outside.
And I think for the wild turkeys, you can let your temperature, you don't need to worry about going up to 165 because it's not a USDA rated farm raised thing. It's wild. It's very pure. You don't have to, just like pheasant, you don't have to worry about the temperature nearly as much as something grown in a chicken factory.
Wild turkey's a little bit of man food. Time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
You're a cat.
You know, Doc, when I found this man law, it was kind of, it hit me because in a couple of weeks, I'm going up to see Captain Ken at Gyra Charters, and we're going to go after some walleye. I'm taking my brothers and brother-in-laws up there, and we're going to have a couple days of fun in the bay.
Always a good trip, man.
But this man law was one I actually wrote 2 years ago, and it's from Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan, home of the best pasties in the Lower Peninsula. And they have barbecue, too, and subs. When fishing, it is okay to whiz over the side of the boat if nobody can clearly see your winky.
Well, that just depends how far you are from shore, huh, Bob?
And how blessed you are.
Right, all of that. There's an algorithm there.
I don't have a big problem either way.
No, a blessing or vision, right, yeah. I get it.
Yeah, well, so don't forget, May 14th, come up to Chase Creek Smokehouse. My text and my phone is blowing up right now. They're texting me up there right now. They're making lots of preparations. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. Jop and I are both going to be there for the whole day Saturday. Plan on spending the day eating lots of great barbecue, having fun with lots of people who love our troops, and help us push this big wagon over the finish line because we're almost there.
You've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or a smoker, and make it a great weekend.